More Money Course, Part 5, Change, Grow Below the Surface. As you see, every project for change, for growth needs to start and maybe even stay for some time below the surface. It has to start with the roots. Why? Because unless you attend to the visible can only change temporarily, and then, by law, it will go back to how it was. It's a worldwide epidemic to expect results inconsistent with the quality of the roots. A rotted root system cannot bear a healthy tree, whether it is a person, a relationship, a society, or a business. A rotted root system can only produce a rotted tree. It just can't produce a healthy tree. It cannot. But more important than to note, it won't. It is true everywhere. It is nature's law. Also, a tree can only produce results consistent with its roots. Even if some people create trees seemingly inconsistent with this premise. The famous 40-fruit tree seems to be an exception. But it isn't. All the fruits of that tree are variations of the same fruit. The shape of the seed gives it away. But if you want your apple tree bear cherries in May, you can pin cherries up the branches. But in late August, the apple tree will have apples on it. It is an apple tree after all. If your root level is I need or I want or I deserve or I hope, I wish for a miracle. Then your fruits will be consistent with those roots. The roots will produce more of the same. More need, more want, more entitlement, more hope. But not what you wanted. Examples from two people I know intimately. The first gentleman is a photographer. His relationship to money is I want you to get excited about what I am doing and pay me. Then he promises big, and works hard on finding excuses why not to deliver. He isn't interested in what people want for their money, he lives from sucker to sucker to sucker, always arguing, always leaving death and destruction in his wake. I have known this person for 31 years now. He has never been happy. He has never been fulfilled, and he's never ever had money. The poisonous, rotted roots don't create a tree that bears sweet juicy fruit. His soul correction is finish what you start, the archetype of the liar, the archetype of the salesman who promises much and delivers little. The second person I have known for 15 years now. He is a book distributor, serves a bunch of schools in the South. When we started to talk, he had 2 to 3 drivers do most of the work, but it's gotten worse, not independently from his efforts to make money. Every business venture he has tried, since I've known him, was based on 2 principles. 1. It had to be a millionaire maker. 2. It had to be a win-lose proposition, i.e. his success was predicated on another's loss, another's misery. The underlying root belief. The underlying root belief is that there is a fixed amount of money to go around, and somebody must lose it for him to have it. His soul correction is removing hatred. This soul correction is the archetype of either you or me. All his ventures have failed, and he is now in debt, and can't afford to pay for help in the delivery business, working 14 hours a day, instead of being able to retire. The third person is similar in that all his efforts haven't grown cherries on his apple tree. His soul correction is sharing the light. This soul correction is the archetype of the stingy and delusional. He alternates between the extremes of feeling very smart and feeling very inadequate. When you observe him over time, he alternates between working his ass off, and not wanting to work at all. He alternates between promising something that he can't deliver on, and hoping he won't get found out. As it is predictable, financial success eludes him. Now what? Are you stuck with your puny roots, rotted roots? Not necessarily. After reading these 3 examples, let's see what they could do to work with what they have, create an honest match between the roots and the expectations, so they can have financial success. And, of course, we are back where we started. They need to do a truthful inventory. So next we'll start working on the inventory, revealing the root system that gives you your life. You can see that unless you work with what you have, from where you are at, you need to hope for a miracle. The gurus prey on you because of this hope. People who work with what they have don't spend their money and time on gurus, hoping, praying for a miracle, mind movies, vision boards, and energetic voodoo to remove their blockages to having money. You have blockages to confront the truth about yourself. That is where you have blockages. And that is what the soul correction work is, your work to raise your vibration, to climb the tree of life. Money is just a symptom. P.S. I have success stories too. This is the kind of work we do in coaching, changing the roots, so you can have a different life, more money, more joy, more satisfaction. P.P.S. When I pull your energetic attachments, you still have to do the work. I know it is bad news. After all you want is have someone bestow wealth and happiness on you, right? In the Invent Yourself course we are working on 1. clearly seeing your root system. 2. Get you into the space where you can invent. 3. Invent a new root system. A new basis for life. It's a recorded course. A compact course to change the future. P.S. You look at successful people. You do exactly what they are doing. You are, maybe, even smarter, better educated, better looking, and yet. They are successful and you are not. And you don't understand. After reading this article, you may suspect that the difference is on the root level. If you can see that, then you can become as successful as the other. By successfully changing your root. But don't be delusional. It is work. It is hard work. It is like a lot of bitter pills to swallow. P.P.S. Here is another root level issue that most people I meet or train have to deal with. Outcome dependence. Outcome dependence expects taking an action and have an immediate effect on the outcome above the soil level. It is like having sex, and expecting a full-grown baby next day. Or it is like changing something in the root level, and expecting the money gushing in next day. Another aspect of this is looking at the hoped outcome and design the actions from there. One of my students really wants to change. But when you look, that is a lie. He wants to change his finances. His biggest issue, root level issue, is believing that he should get results without work. So he has started a podcast. He is spending time on designing the title page, or whatever it is called for a podcast. And he is struggling with the technical issues, like software and design. And he is already looking, having 70% of his attention on, shouldn't I do what makes money? Instead of getting what he started done. His case points to two important things. 1. Design your process, design your actions consciously, so you know what you are aiming at. On the root level you want to change your roots. You are not concerned with the money. AKA the fruits. 2. Once your root system is healthy, then design your actions consciously that you'll make money. If you try to collapse the two stages, you are SHT out of luck.